This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And to be grateful for what the year has brought, whether there were some hardships, there were certainly some highlights, I hope, in all of your lives. And you got a chance to do that starting at Thanksgiving, because I think Thanksgiving is really where you start to think about family, your life, maybe more, and put it into perspective when we're dealing with the everyday struggles that you may be dealing with. Kate Delaney's my name. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show throughout the next couple of weeks as we say goodbye to 2022. Hard to believe. I mean, hard to believe. I always say that. But, you know, somebody told me when I was a kid, and I said, I think to my mother once when I was bored, she said, "You wait, time will fly when you get a couple of years older." And she was absolutely 100% nailed it on that, because it just seems like you turn over another page in the calendar, so to speak, and then all of a sudden here we are at the tail end of 1 year and hopping into a next year. And at the start of 2022, if you remember, we thought COVID was in the rearview mirror, and then lo and behold, we had a strain that nipped a lot of that in the bud, so to speak. And there were schools that were still closed. There were people grappling with shortages of workers. And needless to say, post-pandemic, if you want to call it that, has been challenging. And it is a different kind of normal still that we're dealing with. And in dealing with that new kind of normal, it could be nasty for the supply chain and for the Christmas holidays because of a rail strike. There still is a very, very big possibility that that is not going to be averted, that we're going to see a strike in the tail end of 2022. It would be on the 9th. It would start. And this is, you know, because even with a raise and some other health benefits, there are sticking points in this contract that some of the unions just won't sign off on. And you know, when you drive, and especially if you live in a big city, we don't even have to live in a big city. I've lived in smaller towns where freight cars would go by. I love that soothing sound of the train. And maybe because I grew up with it, the sound of a train in the background. And that train in the background might not be buzzing around your neighborhood if you're used to that. 400 groups on Monday called on Congress to intervene in this ongoing railroad labor standoff, because it would threaten idle shipments of food, fuel, and so much else. And it would absolutely inflict billions of dollars of economic damage into the U.S. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce was certainly one of those groups, the National Association of Manufacturers, because they got goods there, the National Retail Federation, the American Petroleum Institute, the National Restaurant Association. I could go on and on, but they're going to feel that strike, all of us are going to feel that strike in some way. Workers in four unions rejected this tentative contract deal announced in September. Eight did approve it. So just to give you a better idea of this and not make it so vague, to be really specific, a rail stoppage, I want you to think about this for a second, will freeze 30% of U.S. cargo shipments by weight. It'll stoke inflation, for sure. It'll fan those flames. And it'll cost the economy, ready for this number? $2 billion a day, because of the transportation problems that will affect some of the areas I mentioned. Energy, agriculture, manufacturing, healthcare, retail will really be affected by that. And then Amtrak, the commuter rail services, that would disrupt probably 7 million travelers or so a day. That's the number that's been floated around. And, of course, the president is call this presidential emergency board in August, and they released this framework of the tentative deal, and it was accepted by some major carriers like Union Pacific and a dozen other unions, but there were still a lot that didn't accept it, right? So it could be that we're going to see this rail strike, and already there is supply chain problems, right? And that means that will just cascade into other problems. So just be aware with the holiday shopping. If you're expecting something to arrive, will it arrive? Because if it's something that you think, and you won't even know it, it's something that by way of how it would get to a store, get to your house, etc., it just won't get there. And it's really interesting, too, because Cyber Monday, we just went through, didn't you just love these like made-up moments? It's a brilliant marketing tactic, but it really works because people jump online and they get sales. But Cyber Monday just came and went, and the estimate is that U.S. shoppers spent $6.3 billion on Cyber Monday. That's not an exact hard figure, but Adobe has ways to track that, and they're showing that because you get discounts and you look at inflation and people are looking for deals, and that's what they get on Cyber Monday with different companies, different things they're looking to get. Well, with those discounts, that's what happens. You know, you have the Black Monday, and then you go bounce into Black Friday, rather, and you bounce into the Monday. So you get, like, what was, like, the hot items? Drones are still big. Digital cameras, believe it or not, are big. Legos, that doesn't surprise me, are huge. So electronics would be discounted, let's say, 20% or so. Anyway, that's where we're at. So I know from my own personal experience, as I have had to deal with supply chain woes, get ready, because that's looking like what is really, really going to happen here. And that's too bad, because it affects livelihoods, etc. But I understand with some of these unions, because they're being held hostage on days that they want off, and days, personal days, and things for taking off for surgeries or whatever. It's hard to explain, because everybody would have a different scenario, but people that have been stung by that don't like the idea that they're not getting that in what these contracts spell out. And that's what some of them really, 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 really wanted. And that's part of the sticking point. All right, speaking of feeling grateful, thankful, lucky, and all of that in between, there, you know, this Maryland plane accident was the craziest thing. You had two people in a small single-engine plane. It was terrible weather in Maryland. It might not be what it was that caused it, but I'm assuming it could be something to do with it. The, you know, rain, foggy, that kind of stuff. And this, the two passengers survived it. One is still in the hospital, but they slammed into a high-voltage power line. It just smashed right into it, and the plane stuck in the middle of it, just stuck in the giant power line. And they carefully, gingerly, the responders pulled them out, got the plane down. It took them like 7 hours to do it, but two people on that private plane survived 100 feet up, and crews were able to do that. Like, it was like a car had smashed into something and gotten stuck, but it was in the air. So what a phenomenal thing. The pilot and the passenger have to feel blessed. That's all I got to say. Each on the flip side.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Yes, it's true. Another week in the NFL has wrapped up with a stunning loss for the Indianapolis Colts. Must be frustrating to be a Colt fan, but for the Pittsburgh fans that are listening, they won 24-17 beating Indianapolis, so there you go. It's a wrap, another strange week in the NFL. A lot of close games, overtime games. So you look at, for example, the Washington Commanders, the NFC East. They are 7-5 now. They beat the Falcons 19-13. So what happened there? What is going on with this Tyler Heinicke? What happened was the Commanders got what they needed on a last play from their defense to preserve the win. And it was an interception of Marcus Mariota in the end zone with 58 seconds left after a pass was tipped. So we just dive right into football. And that's a big win for them because it's yet another team in the NFC East that's doing really, really well. I mean, Washington ran 37 times for 176 yards to be able to do what they could do, and the approach worked. It was rainy weather, and they used enough of the run game and mixed it up enough with some great passes that it works. So the Commanders take on the Giants next Sunday. The Falcons host the Steelers. The Steelers coming off of that win on Monday night, like I just told you, on Sunday. So that's interesting. And then you look at, if you look at the overall week and you think of the Thanksgiving Day games, and the Thanksgiving Day games included the Dallas Cowboys with a very, very big win over the New York Giants because that's NFC rivalry. So the Cowboys go to 8-3 after beating the Giants 28-20. The Giants, though, are 7-3. Another NFC East team. And then the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Packers on Sunday night, 40-33. So the Eagles are 10-1. Clearly the Packers are having a terrible year. They're 4-8. Aaron Rodgers, 140 yards and two touchdowns. And, you know, they had their opportunities, but Jalen Hurts ran and ran and ran, the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. He made the history for how much he ran. He ran for 157 yards. He set an Eagles record for a quarterback. He threw for 153 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers injured his ribs in that loss to Philly on Sunday night. So, wow, it is a really crushing year in many, many ways. He left in the third quarter with his team losing 34-23. He was grimacing in pain. And Rodgers, you know, his replacement, Jordan Love, kept the Packers in the game, but it wasn't enough that they could win that. So now you look at moving forward, the Packers are at Chicago. That's always a rivalry, no matter where they are, next Sunday. And the Eagles host Tennessee, and Tennessee is pretty tough. So it's been a crazy year. The Vikings, after getting blown out by the Dallas Cowboys, looking like a peewee team, bounced back and beat the Patriots 33-26. Kirk Cousins throws for almost 300 yards and three touchdowns. What in the world is happening? How do you predict what's going on in the NFL? The Bills narrowly beat the Lions. That was another one of those Thursday specials, 28-25. Wow. But they got it done, you know, so it worked. The Saints, blank Saints, who that nation listening to us? What is happening? Andy Dalton is what's happening. Although he tried to make things happen, he just couldn't do it. But they got blanked. Zero, zip, no points on the board. The 49ers are 7-4. They beat the Saints at home in San Francisco or Santa Clara, California, 13-0. And then my Cardinal fans, same thing, the Woes, also 4-8. The Chargers narrowly beating them, but they beat them. So they go 6-5. 25-24, the final score in that game. Heartbreaking, because there were some big moments for the Cardinals where you thought, okay, this is in Arizona. They're going to win this. So the fans are going to, the price of the ticket's worth it. They're going to feel good about this. But Justin Herbert threw a 1-yard touchdown pass with 15 seconds left. And then, you know, ultimately the Chargers get that win and he ends up throwing for 274 yards and three touchdowns, and the Chargers snapped their two-game skid, and they're in the thick of the playoff race. Arizona has lost 4 of 5. They have no shot at making the NFC playoff field. None. Because of some of the teams I already told you about and what their records are. So this is it for Cardinal fans. You're just going to have to grin and bear it and just kind of limp out the rest of the season, as it were. I think the thing that besides the NFL, the thing that, of course, everybody is talking about is what's happening with Team USA and what's going on with the World Cup. And, you know, this is it for the World Cup. It's you know, make it and move on or you're out. They have to win against Iran or they're out of this thing. They're not, they're not going to go any further. And it's been an interesting spectacle to watch. So this one is at 1 o'clock Central, obviously 2 o'clock Eastern, USA against Iran. And there's been so many problems on the Iran side because they're being watched. And they wouldn't sing the national anthem in their first game, and they were told if they didn't do that again that their families would be threatened with violence and be tortured and all kinds of crazy things. And, of course, that sets off the idea that nobody wants to deal with Iran. And the symbol of Iran in the middle of their flag, briefly the U.S. posted something and removed that, and so there was some reaction to that as well. But now it's about this game, at this match, and the overtones, the political overtones of this, are there. They're hanging in the they're hanging in the wind, and the U.S. has seen this before in playing Iran, but now it's the 2022 World Cup, and this is the final group stage match. It's a must win, like I said, for the U.S. They don't want to have another disaster. They want to be able to move forward, and the tensions are absolutely there. Like I said, scrubbing Iran's emblem from their flag on social media to try to support protesters, and then having to reverse course. And wow, just the Iran's coach publicly chastising the former U.S. coach for his comment about Iran's team play and their culture in the win over Wales, which led to this game, and on and on and on. But like I mentioned, it's about winning or not moving on. So they have to win tomorrow. So many people in the U.S., who may not even be soccer fans, have watched this. At one point in the last game, there was like 50 million people plus that were watching, streaming, or watching it on the tube or whatever. And that's good. I think that's to show support, of course, for Team USA, because you want to see them win. There's something about that pride thing, playing the other countries, and especially with all the things that are happening in the world right now. And this is one of those moments. This is the moment for the U.S. to beat Iran and move forward. And say it with playing. That's what I would say. Say it with playing. Speaking of saying it with playing, I haven't mixed in too much NBA, but certainly we're months into this thing. The Pacers beat the Lakers in a tight one. Buzzer beater. There's nothing like seeing a buzzer beater, of course, if it's your team. The Pacers beat the Lakers 116-115. So the Pacers are 12-8. The Lakers 7-12 at this point. But it's stunning. Stunning to see that. I mean, it's just the ball is lifted into the air, swish, that's it. So, Nembhard's buzzer beater was the difference between the Lakers winning and losing, and the fans not too happy about that, but certainly Pacer fans would be happy about this. Sixers also pick up their 12th win with a win over the Hawks. The Wizards slammed the T-Wolves 142-127. That's a high-scoring game on both sides of that. The Celtics scored 140 points on the Hornets, 140-105. That's the man cave.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
On Monday, President Biden hosted this year's American Nobel Prize winners for a congratulatory visit. That was followed by Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announcing the news, which became the story.
Today, President Biden met with three U.S. winners of the 2022 Nobel Prize, Dr. Caroline Bertozzi, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, Dr. John Clauser, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics, and Dr. Douglas Diamond, who won the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences.
Four times in a row, she made the reference to the Nobel Prize instead of Nobel. Pittsburgh beat out the Indianapolis Colts at home, with the Steelers on top 24-17. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Take you to England for a conversation with Valerie Cartwright. Her husband, Howard George, wrote a book that's so fascinating. It's called The Admiral's Steward. And all the research that went into this and the fascinating journeys of making this happen, the places that they went actually together, I think is so much a part of how this book became what it's become. A book, by the way, that you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Valerie, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a great pleasure. It's been delightful talking to you.
So let's talk about Howard. Tell me about Howard and what he was like and his love for the law and how that all started.
Yeah. Well, his first love initially when he was at school was history. He was also a fluent German speaker. He loved learning German and languages. So someone once asked me, why did you marry a German? I said, I didn't marry a German. I married an Englishman. He said, but this man you're with is German. I said, no, he isn't. He's English. But this German thought that Howard was German because he spoke it so well. Anyway, he loved those were particularly English. He liked studying English, and that stood him in good stead for law, for studying law. So English, history, and German were his very favorite subjects when he was at school. But he was going to go in to take history to a higher degree when he left school and go to university. But his history teacher persuaded him and his parents that he had such a a logical mind and such a very good memory that he would make a very good lawyer. So that's how he became a lawyer.
And because of his love for the law and so much research that really goes into litigation and being a solicitor, and of course he worked ultimately as a crown, you know, prosecutor, which is just a huge, huge role in the UK. So actually, tell me about that. How doing the CP work? What was that like for him?
Oh, he just enjoyed it. He found it fascinating. And he started off, he had worked in local government for many years, but he felt he wanted, after about, I don't know if it was 20 years, he felt he wanted to go in a new direction from working in local government. So he decided to apply for Crown Prosecution, and he was taken in. And he worked in Liverpool to start with, and Liverpool people are well known for their sense of humour. And so he absolutely loved his colleagues in Liverpool. But then we moved house, and it was more convenient for him to go to Birkenhead, which is just across the Mersey from Liverpool, not far at all. He went to work in Birkenhead because it was easier to get to Birkenhead to work from where we live. So he worked for several years as a Crown Prosecutor. And even after he retired, he did a few years more with them as a private prosecutor, because they were glad to have his input, and he loved it. And again, he made a lot of friends. But he did make friends everywhere he went, actually. He's very easy to get on with, very straight and to the point. He was a very kind person. In all the years, 50-odd years of marriage, he never raised his voice to me. He was a lovely man to be with. Absolutely loved his son and his two granddaughters. And he would help anyone. He was a great one for helping people. He wasn't just an academic. He had a good heart. And he loved going to church as well. He was a very devout person. So he had a lot of aspects to his character,
yes,
really.
Yes, yes, that's why I think that's part of his fascination with the Admiral's steward. Tell me about that project and what that was like working with him, because you helped him with it. Tell me what that was like.
Well, yes, first of all, I used to go with him on his research work, you know, when he was trying to find out more, like going to the archives in Nottingham and going to Kew Gardens to find out what we could there. The Las Garrigues Institute in Piraeus, we found quite a lot there. So I traveled around with him. Sicily we went. And that was absolutely fascinating because we were staying in this hotel, which was on a square, and we were talking to someone in I think it was in a bookshop not far from this square, and Howard told them what he was there for, that he was doing research into the time when Nelson and Emma Hamilton and Sir William Hamilton had lived in Sicily, in Palermo. And we were staying there, and one of the Italians pointed out to us that just round the corner from where we lived was actually the house where they first lived in Italy together, the three of them.
Wow.
And we were able to visit this house, which is practically the same as where they lived there. It is now, the rooms are now used as offices. But downstairs is a very, very wide entrance into this building. And the whole of the downstairs would have been where the horse and carriages went in, with an exit at the other end where you went out again. But upstairs are all offices now, but this is where Lord and Lady Hamilton and Nelson would have lived. But eventually they moved up to the palace to live, because the King and Queen of Sicily were extremely fond of the Hamiltons and Nelson, and they went to live there for a while as well. So, yes, you asked me to tell you about the research. A lot of it was traveling around. When Howard came to start writing the book, his first idea was to write it as a factual book. I suggested to him that perhaps he shouldn't do that. There have been loads of factual books about Nelson. If you could see the bookcase behind me, you'd see a whole row of them there because they also were part of Howard's research. But I said I wasn't aware that any fictional books had been written about this particular story. And if you wrote it as a sort of speculative fiction, no one could come back and say, well, that's not true. Because, as I've said to you, although there were certain things that seemed to be absolutely correct, at this distance from things, we can't prove it was all correct. For example, one of the cousins said to us there had been a Bible which someone in a grand carriage had collected after Horatio Spencer, the original, this son of so-called Emma and Nelson. But someone had collected this Bible, and we don't know where it is now. There was also a story in the family that monies had been paid to cover the cost of bringing up Horatio Spencer. But again, this isn't something we can prove. I tried contacting post offices and historical things like that to try and find out, but we couldn't. We couldn't find out how this money, so-called money, was paid. So the best thing was to write it as a piece of fiction. And personally, but I would say that, wouldn't I? I think it's a very good story.
So tell us about the story and why people should read it. What would be fascinating to them?
Well, there's a great deal written about the sea battles. Everyone knows the story. There can't be many people in this country who don't know the story about his last battle and about his injuries in other battles. Lord Nelson, that is.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that many people at all know the story of his steward and marrying Mary Heaver and this child being born at sea and being brought back undercover, if you like. We couldn't find out absolutely, but we think he was brought back in a ship called, the Something and Mary. It was a smaller ship, and he was brought back in that. But he was taken, as I say, to Gotham and brought up by Thomas Spencer's uncle, William Spencer. And he's, for a long, long time, he thought that this was his father. But he discovered a few things when the uncle died. He discovered that he was actually a year older than he'd been led to believe. And he discovered that, you know, all this business about being born at sea and so on. Yeah, but that's a fascinating story in itself about this boy.
It's fascinating all the way through. And we don't want to give away too many details, but
no.
you've been pulled into this book. Valerie Cartwright, wow, you did Howard justice for sure, telling his story. Howard George wrote the book, The Admiral Stewart.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on the show and sharing it with us.
I'm delighted to have done so. Thank you very much for giving me time on your show.
Ever feel
completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Escorted Away. We have Harry Josephson with us. Harry, this story is so powerful. Before we get into the details of the story, what was it that made you decide you were going to write this book?
Well, Kate, and I appreciate the question. It was a situation where I went through, 10 years or so of misery, learning what not to do with an addicted son. And it just, it was something I needed to put in writing for my own benefit. It was a good therapy for me, and I thought maybe along the way I can help some other parents in the same boat, that maybe they won't have to go through everything I did.
And as you said, a decade of hell. How did you first discover that your son had a problem, that something was going on?
Well, we received a letter from a neighbor that said he had sent an email to her son saying that he had been high 24/7 since eighth grade was over. And then we found marijuana growing in his closet, marijuana plant. So those things together really tipped us off.
So that happens, and what's your first instinct? What do you do? Because I'm sure there's so many parents that are listening to us and so many concerned adults around kids they care about. What do you do? What did you do?
Well, the first thing we did was search his room, take everything out of there, get rid of the plants. We found some pills. We got rid of the pills. there's an instinct initially that says if you eliminate all this stuff, somehow you're going to eliminate the problem, but that's not really true.
Yeah. And were you surprised by this? Because you had a good kid that was involved in doing things.
Yeah, I was extremely surprised. I think everybody believes that, you know, my child's not going to have this issue. And he did. And it got worse instead of better. And eventually I had him shipped off against his will to a disciplinary boarding school out in Iowa.
Yeah. And how hard was it to do that?
Extremely hard, because he stayed there for a year, and I believe to this day that he would not have gotten a high school education, or diploma, I should say, had I not done that. But he looked at me through the window and said, "I'm turning to an effing life of crime. You will never see me again." He was driving away. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, how tough is that? And, you know, you talk about a lot of things in this book that I think are so helpful to so many other people. You talk about the three C's. What are the three C's?
The three C's were something I learned in a Naranon meeting. And it's the three C's are you didn't cause it, you can't cure it, and you cannot control it. And if you look at the 12 steps, the very first one of the 12 steps says that, you know, essentially you're powerless over addiction as you're looking at it from a Naranon member's viewpoint. So that's a big thing that freed me to say I didn't cause this. And I can't of my own volition cure it. And so I learned that unless he decided he wanted to get some help, there was very little I could do to make him get help.
Wow. And you know, then he gets the help. And what is life like today?
He still has some issues. I believe, as I look back at it, these many years later, and he's been off heroin now, and we didn't even discuss the fact that he became addicted to heroin for for quite a few years, that he still has the same issues, anxiety, depression, things like that, that he had before, but he was using these substances to try to mask that or to deal with it. And that's something we learned, too, that is if you have, and most of these people have mental health issues, there's not much we can do about that either. I mean, we're powerless over that. They have to learn to live with their mental health issues, and he still has some, but at least he's not using hard drugs to mask them.
Yeah, and you know, and in the book you talk about, like you say, heroin was a big thing. So it's one thing to find weed in the closet and be shocked and find pills and all of that, but then heroin, and we see how deadly it is, and then immediately when you say the word heroin, that's exactly what you think, and how addictive it is and how tough that is. But some of the other things that you dealt with, and you talk about this in the book, Escorted Away, and we're speaking with Harry Josephson. You can pick it up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. The other thing that you talk about is you talk about jail, and you talk about back to jail, and you talk about back to jail, and, you know, 32 days in a different jail. Wow. That had to be tough, too.
It was very tough. But I got to a point where, with the help of some of the people in Naranon, it's like some of these things that we think are bad, are really bad or really terrible, are things that absolutely have to happen if somebody is going to get better. And our Naranon leader says, I try not to judge things as good or bad, because the thing I think might be the most terrible thing may be the thing that helps them get clean. So you have to kind of let go of the things that you think are good or bad along the way. And he spent time in lots of rehabs, I'd say probably 8 or 9 different rehab trips and a couple stints in jail. And it just, a lot of things had to happen. So if I can give anybody advice along those lines, and we try not to give advice, but some observations that I learned was sometimes some bad things have to happen.
Yeah, and you have to let go of that, right? You have to let go of whatever the label is you think in your head and what's the worst of the worst to be able to get through
that's
it yourself.
Right. Oh, that's correct. I mean, and on my end, too, I had to go through some really bad things before I got it, you know, so to speak. So that's why I think it could be helpful to other parents to hear my experiences. And then when they have those experiences, they can say, yeah, I've heard about this before. I may have to go through some things before I decide to let go. And you really do have to let go because you can't control the outcome. You can't cure this disease.
Yeah, so you have to let go and then work around all that. And you mentioned so many times, and you have a chapter on it, about Naranon and how powerful that was for you. When you're in that group, there are people you can lean on. There's things that you hear, and you just said one of them to us that was something to really pay attention to, not judging good or bad, pulling that out of your mind. Was that the thing that sort of saved you a little bit?
It did. It did largely. I was about ready to rip my hair out before I joined Naranon. And the ability to hear other people that have been through this before and have successfully, and you know, the navigation of this type of thing is not an instantaneous cure for the parents either. It's a process and you have to learn from experience. But when you hear other people who've been through it, you say, wow, that sounds so much like what I'm going through. It's not just me. And group therapy works that way, is you get to hear other people's experiences. And you're not alone. I guess that's the bottom line. You're not alone.
Yeah. And what do you hope, and you said it throughout this, what do you hope people take away? I mean, you've got conclusions in the book. You end with, what have I learned?
I think the biggest thing I learned was I can stand in the way of the things that have to happen for this person to get clean or for this person to get off drugs. And those are things like, you know, giving money, providing a place to go, a lawyer when you get charged with a crime, things like that. There's all kinds of things that I did. And I spent lots of money along the way learning these things before I figured out I was just giving him the resources to potentially kill himself.
Yeah, you were doing though what so many people would do, so many of us would do, because you just love him and you wanted to see this go away.
Right. As a parent, you think, I can help this go away. And our Naranon leader says, I've talked to many of people who have been through this and survived, asked them what it took to get them clean. And he said, I've never once heard him say, because of something my parents did for me.
Wow. Very, very telling. Well, the book is powerful. Pick it up, Escorted Away. Harry Josephson, thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
Okay, Kate, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.